come into the space through our ears to our hearts. Bless us. Strengthen us. Empower us. Amen. About 10 years ago, before the events at our southern border were headline news, I had the privilege of taking a group of college students to the desert of Arizona. We spent a week working with an organization called Humane Borders. We cleaned trails of trash that had been left behind by immigrants, and we refilled water stations for those who were bold enough, or perhaps desperate enough, to walk their way to a better life. One evening, we sat together processing our experiences of the day, and our discussion turned to the American dream. Even as recently as 2010, students were buying into that privileged notion that the American dream was, you know, the house in the suburbs with the two-car garage and the husband and the wife and the dog and the minivan. Now, of course, in the last 10 years, that picture has changed pretty dramatically. But as we considered those desert crossers, we came to realize that the so-called American dream, however it was defined, was in fact a major motivating factor for those who dared to danger the deserts. Then, as now, that dream represented their longing for a better and safer life for themselves and their families. Theology professor Jennifer McNutt writes, "This dream of social mobility is still alive and well and manifest in the abundance of reality TV shows that promise instantaneous fame and a worldwide stage on which to exhibit one's talents." She continues, "Such aspirations are reflected in popular fiction stories of superheroes who overcome human physical limitations and discover their supernatural powers. These reflect our longing to become something more." And she posits that there is a deeply rooted sense that humans are destined to be more than we are. Those words read a few moments ago, spoken by the prophet Isaiah, describe a superhero. A superhero who held out for the people of Israel the promise of a destiny that was greater than the circumstances of exile in which they found themselves. I'm going to review a couple of those words. "God put me to work before I was born, making my mouth like a sharp sword." I'm no comic illustrator, but I can see this superhero developing. "Made my mouth like a sharp sword, made my body like a polished arrow." And he said, "You are my servant, through whom I will shine, and you will be a light to all the nations." A sword for a tongue, a body like an arrow. Black Panther, Iron Man, and Wonder Woman had nothing on Isaiah. He was a superhero. And the people of Israel, though they were despised and though they were slaves to their rulers, there was hope. God's vision for them was better. Better enough for kings and princes to stand and bow before them because of God's faithfulness. That was the divine dream. that they thrive once more, that they reflect the hopes of their Creator. And Isaiah was just the superhero to lead them there. Sacred texts across all the traditions are filled with those divine longings for the human family. Judeo-Christian scriptures articulate hope rather than destruction, promise instead of demise, empowerment rather than oppression, abundance in place of scarcity. There are notions of lions lying down with lambs and babies playing with snakes. There are visions of a child to bring hope to the world. And even the story of the birth of the Christian church bears witness to the divine dream as envisioned by the prophet Joel and quoted by Peter in these words: "In the last days, God declares, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my slaves, both men and women, will I pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy." They shall prophesy. Not predict the future. They were intending to shape it. They were articulating the divine ambition for the human family. They were the Obi-Wans and the Skywalkers, longing to unleash the forces of good to establish the next generation of compassion and justice. They were encouraging the people to embody the aspirations of the holy. Who will lead us now? Where are the superheroes who will encourage us, who will dream with us? It is said a lot that we live in an age of horrific, and sometimes people will even use the word historic, rancor and division. This is our time of exile. The human family has been fighting against itself since the dawn of time, but we have managed always to pull ourselves out. Always led by a superhero, by a brighter light, like Martin Luther King Jr. Time and again, despite the multitude of wars and scourges, the human family has, by the grace of God, moved to higher ground. Who will lead us now? Who will encourage us to realize that the welfare and security of the individual is only as strong as that of the community? Who will move us beyond our tribalism to globalism, a light to the whole world that honors the totality of creation? I don't know about you, but there are a lot of days these days when I feel overwhelmed and powerless. But there are superheroes in our midst. You have one in this church family, Frank Dukes, who works tirelessly for racial equity through the UCARE projects. You have one in the presence of the community at Wesley Memorial Church, who's harboring in sanctuary a Guatemalan immigrant. Across the country, there are survivors of the Parkland shooting who are going to speak in the halls of state legislatures on behalf of gun reform. There are immigrants coming to our borders and shores, risking the dangers because they dare to believe that life in America simply must be better than what they've left behind. There are superheroes in our midst. Each of us has been given a divine dream, a piece of that ambition for God. You have one. I have one. What is yours? Is it a world where no child is hungry or no child is separated from his or her family and put in a cage? Is it a dream where every person has a roof over their head? Is it a global community where each person is honored and respected for who they are and given equal access to abundant life? Is it a healthy, sustainable planet? If you had the privilege to sit with this very beautiful artist and paint a picture, what would it look like for you to paint the American dream as you see it? You have a vision, and you have a gift, a superpower. I don't know what your superpower is, but you have one, I promise. And you will use that power to create that picture. And you are part of a community who share that vision. We're not alone. We don't do this work alone. We live among superheroes who lead and inspire us, who mentor and guide us. The fact of the matter is, whether we come from privilege or whether we aspire to that, we all long for a world that is better. But we're not without hope. We're not without resources. We are not alone. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to dream boldly, to exercise that superpower you have been given, to involve yourself actively with a community of like-minded transformers who are committed to healing the world. It is God's dream that we make the world better. May it be so. Let's do this. Amen.